Governor Sarah Palin's rural advisor, Rhonda McBride, has announced she's stepping down. She says more Alaska Native voices are needed in the governor's office. McBride has been in the position for about 10 months. She announced her intention to leave in an email to several Native leaders. McBride told APRN's Lori Townsend that given the current crisis in rural Alaska, appointing a Native to the rural advisor position is especially important.
With rural Alaska facing things, you know, the very breakdown of rural Alaska in some communities that are becoming so small that they are having trouble carrying on the basic functions of government. And I think you need someone who, you know, is an Alaska Native, who has that passion, that credibility, that authenticity. And not to say that I'm not passionate, but I think an Alaska Native speaking out on a lot of these issues, you know, might be more effective. The other thing, too, that strikes me is that in the course of my job, I met many Alaska Natives who struck me as more qualified than myself to do this job, especially those that work in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs. You know, they are not only Alaska Native, but they have a real grasp of the issues that villages are struggling with. And I was often going to them for the answers. And I think that the Native community needs to have that person too, that person that they trust truly understands their lifestyle.
In the time that you were working in the capacity of rural affairs advisor, did you get out to Bush, Alaska quite a bit? Did you travel to villages?
I did. I was very lucky. In fact, the Interior Regional Housing Authority this past summer invited me and a number of others from the head of the Denali Commission, George Canales, and Commissioner Emil Nadi from Commerce to travel on a flow trip down the Koyukuk, starting at Bettles, Evansville, and going all the way down to Galena, about 500 miles. And it was sort of on this trip that I sort of had my defining moment. Rose Ellis, who works from AFN, was talking to me about how much she enjoyed subsistence fishing and cutting fish. And we got to this point in the conversation, and she said, "You don't cut fish, do you? You haven't been a subsistence fisher." And I said, "No, you know, I lived in Bethel, and people were very kind to me and brought me fish all the time. So I never had to go out and subsist." And she said, "Imagine that, a rural advisor that has never caught a salmon." And the comment wasn't made in a mean way. It was just, oh. And I thought about that some more. And I said, you know, the person that's in this position really has to have a part in that lifestyle.
What other kind of feedback did you get from people in the villages? Was it a good reception, mixed? Was there criticism? How was it when you were out there?
Now, I think Native leaders have treated me very well. But I think, you know, Albert Kukesh, who is co-chair of AFN, one of the first few weeks on the job, I was invited to a Bush caucus meeting. And Albert Kukesh said, you know, I don't want you to take this personally, but we just don't have enough voices in the upper levels of state government, you know, particularly in the governor's office. And so you're taking one of those places, and I want you to know that. And not that I don't think that you have rural Alaska's interests at heart, but he says you don't have the passion that comes from, and I'll paraphrase here, being authentic, that is who you are, what your culture is. And I think people in the governor's office, you know, I don't think that there's any malintent. I think that they would never knowingly not care about rural Alaska. But to be able to learn about rural Alaska from a Native person is a difference in the quality of the information.
Rhonda McBride's last day as rural advisor will be October 23rd. She intends to return to her former job as a reporter for Channel 2 in Anchorage.